We're a band from Scotland called Phallus.
Is everyone having fun?
Stage at Portsmouth, how are you feeling?
Yeah, cool. It's nice to be back in this venue. We did this venue maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, with the band called Enter Shikari. So we did that, and I just remember that was like the first night of that tour, so it was nice to come back in it and not be like first night of a tour and stuff, and get to hang out.
Is that a lot of feeling goes into your songs? Do you can really hear it in your voices. Um, where do you sort of get your inspiration from for your lyrics? People, it's like hearing people's stories or even hearing phrases that people say. I just find it quite interesting to listen to different people from different places use language to say the same thing. I quite like that. I quite like you could drive for 20 minutes and someone will say the same thing completely differently. So
it just comes from listening to people's stories. Obviously, you get go through a lot of stuff in your own life, and then just sort of trying to mould those together and sort of round it a bit more. So, because you've heard of how different people view a situation, you can kind of put a more broad like view on that and go, well, do you know what? You may see like this, but you may see like this, but it's all was this. So I think that's the idea.
The songs and you sound very similar to Twin Atlantic. Are they a band that inspire you? Do you admire them? Yeah, I think it's just nice to see a Scottish band doing well. I think if on that side of things you'd probably say that Biffy was the first genesis of Twin, and then we sort of grew up playing shows to Twin when we were like much younger, and then Fright and Drabbit. So I think those are sort of like all of the bands that we grew up playing with sang in their own accent. So it would have been really strange if we didn't do that, you know. So I think we just grew into that being the norm, and then putting our little spin on it after that.
Touring the UK, do you prefer performing at Scottish venues or English venues? I don't think I have a massive preference. It kind of just depends on who's there. It depends on the night.
You can have an incredible show somewhere in Scotland, you can have an incredible show somewhere in England, and equally it can be rubbish either way.
It's depending on
the night, who's there. You tend to find a certain place you go to where you're more likely maybe to have a bit more fun, or the crowd's a little bit more up for it. Like, or if we're in Glasgow, it's a hometown show, it's got a very different atmosphere than anywhere else. But I think it's something we've been quite lucky with, whether it's been in England, Scotland, or we just finished like a headline tour over in Europe, and like in Germany and stuff like that. The people have been, it's kind of felt like home sometimes as well. You're getting the kind of same reaction. That kind of, it varies, but
I think it's definitely, what you need to remember is going to a show is like a group of strangers that's only like common reason for being at that, being in that place at that time, is because they like a band that's there. So sometimes you get a mix of people who really mix with each other really well, and just it really goes off. And then sometimes you need to work it a bit more. But I don't think we go anywhere and have like blank face. Everyone leaves and like going, oh, it was rubbish, I should never went to that, which is cool. And it's nice to go and show to shows and be part of an audience that feels like it's all moving in the same direction. So that can really be anywhere.
Yeah.
That can be five people, it can be 5,000 people. I think just as long as you know what you want to achieve from it, to make everyone in the room have a good time, I think that's the skill. I don't really think it matters where you are.
So is that the same with festivals then? I know it's a completely different atmosphere.
Festivals are, they're slightly different, but again, it's kind of, it's the same thing can happen. Like, festivals are nice because you kind of go into a different mindset with it. A lot of the time with that, you're, it's similar to like what we did tonight, like a sports tour. You're going on to try and impress some new people, so you're not necessarily get the same interaction from them, but it's trying to kind of achieve that, it's trying to kind of aim for that and see how that works. It's also, and they're always quite fun because it's usually big stages and big loud PAs and you can kind of get lost in it a little bit. I never seen that much of a massive difference with gigs wherever we go. You kind of, I think it's important that we treat it the same all the time. You can end up coming off like being like a bit more elated some days than you will be other days. But whether it's like a wee show in front of like 10 people or some like the big festivals that we've done, you kind of just go on and try and smash it and hope that people enjoy it and get involved. It's
yeah.
always nice when you, like, even if it's just like the cheers after the song, or just you can tell when people are interested, and that's what makes a good show, I think.
There's a difference between an audience that's quiet and a quiet audience, you know. So usually an audience that's quiet is there because they're listening, and a quiet audience sort of says they're not having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and you can, it's funny how you can pick out that, so you know what you're gonna need, what you're up against.
About touring?
I like the travel. I like that, but I also like seeing new places and finding out what's cool about new places, and you know, because life's a long time. If you see everywhere, then you know where you might want to end up, or you might want to, like, or you look forward to go back to somewhere because you really liked like this bar or this restaurant, or I really like the view in this, but I really like the beach in Portsmouth. So last time we did this, I would have never known this existed here. Lots of places like that, especially all across Europe and stuff, just finding little like nooks and crannies that you're like, this is amazing, I can't believe that because I play tunes with my pals, this is where I am.
I think just getting to go out and meet people, you do the gigs and then we all kind of jump out, and my favourite part is always when you come off and if you've had a really good gig and you go and speak to people, and there's like people that have never seen you before, and they come up like, I got that tonight. There was a couple of folk came up and were like, we'd never heard of you, we'd never go and see the first on band. So many folk will be like, the headline band will be on at 9 o'clock, we'll just go for then. Like, we just decided to come down early because we weren't doing anything and we loved it. And that, things like that where people just come in total blank slate, and then we managed to, with 7 songs, kind of win them over. It's probably one of my favourite parts about being away and on the road.